One thing I can tell you, that is, when how to say, person is passing through difficult period, I feel that is the best period you learn many things. And also, you see, that gives you more inner strength. At least in my case.
Yes.
I think, you see, because of the, you see, circumstances, I think myself feel, you see, I come to much closer to the reality. You see, when things are, you see, nice, then there is time to pretend it, certain things. When things are really desperate, then there is no time to pretend. You have to face the reality. You have to accept the real thing. So that's in that sense, I think, very useful.
Now, I was going to ask you the question, I'm not going to actually, because time is moving on, about the concept of creation and so forth, which in a sense is a different one, or you might say there isn't such a thing as a theistic position. But I think I'd like to get on, really, because I quote you again, actually, when you said, it is not possible to find peace in the soul without security and harmony between people. In other words, that the kind of serenity of the self is a little bit dependent, or largely dependent, upon the ordering of society outside us. So I think the question I would like to put to you, really, is that we're living in a terribly explosive world, aren't we? We don't know what the shape of things may come on the morrow. I mean, and the whole concept of deterrence, which is to say, I suppose, to another group, if you do so and so, we are prepared to let loose engines of war at a diabolical and level hitherto undreamt of. Now, is there anything we can do about it? Because so many people feel that they are impotent, particularly young people. They'd like to be up and doing, and they're marching or so forth, whatever your views are. Can we be significant in the areas of political decision making? Because I'm interested, because you do yourself, you have involved yourself in that, and you realize the necessity of doing something about it, don't you?
Now, this, I feel, you see, now, this is really, it's a complicated matter. And I think, you see, sometimes you have to, I think you make, keep in mind, you see, two stages. You see, now you see, one for temporary method for temporary. Another, you see, method for long run. And you may find conflict, contradiction between these two. Now, so for long run, you see, no doubt, I always, you see, feel that, you see, anger could not destroy by anger. Such as, you see, fire cannot destroy by fire. Fire eliminate only by water. Like that, you see, anger, faced by anger, hatred, it not at all to help. So, you see, anger with, you see, patience, with compassion, for a long run, it will help.
Help, yes, win the day, yes.
So now, you see, in any case, I mentioned earlier, now, this is time we must develop a genuine understanding between brothers, sisters. This is, I think, very, very important. This is only, for ultimate, that is the only way.
I'm going to follow that up, because I had a similar experience to you some time ago. Probably yours was a bit more profound than mine, but I was in India, in New Delhi, and went to where the memorial to Gandhi. And I found that terribly moving. And I had a little word with somebody afterwards and saying it sparked something off in me. I can't describe it. But he said, yes, but is it practical? That's what he said, you see, of the whole Gandhi movement, really, overcome evil with good, to be pacific and to absorb some of these things and take them. What would be your reaction to the sheer question, is it practical?
Generally speaking, yes. But there may be, you see, exceptional circumstances.
Yes, so that's a very good answer. It's sometimes refreshing when somebody answers a question and doesn't always say, well, it depends what you mean, or on the whole, probably, it might in the long... Well, anyhow, I think that my own view, of course, here is that you do need to have vision, and you do... So I'm going to... My next question, we're getting a little bit more personal now, is that, again, your life's been, I mean, externally thought of, a very mixed one. You've been to 26, every time I count up the countries, they come to a different number. So it's either 26, 27, or 28 countries you've been to. And you've put up with and had to endure many privations and problems. But would you call yourself ultimately a person of hope? Optimistic, really, and not allowing these things to depress you to the point where the will atrophies and you can't really be active about them. You are an optimist with hope.
Yes, I believe it is far better remain with optimistic. Sometimes, you see, the things are almost like, you see, beyond our control, but still, you see, if we give up our hope, then, you see, no other, how to say, way or solution. But whether achieve or not, with this determination, will, hope, and sort of, you see, optimistic attitude, I think that is far better. If you right from the beginning, lose your will, and remain, you see, what you call pessimism, I often confuse, you see, these two words. In any case, now, if you remain in a pessimistic way, then that is, I believe, real source of failure. You see, regardless what is difficulties, what difficulties, but, you see, with courage, hope, and struggle, then if success, very good. If not, no regret. This is my belief.
There's a famous English poet, I won't tell you who he is because people get rather sort of feel I do it too often, but there's a wonderful line in a great poem which says, to hope till hope creates from its own wreck the thing it contemplates. And I suppose that would be basically true. A society or a person without hope, really, is a person in a very sad condition, isn't it? But I'd like to ask you, because there is a great deal of pessimism abroad, and you can even get it in young people, really, that, you know, they're unemployed and so forth. And though there's a kind of... the vibrance about young people, but it's a difficult world, and what would you say to them? And
I think, you see, I want to express this, I
want to express my own attitude.
I don't know that word. Mm-hmm. You see, I want to share, you see, my that kind of is my feeling. You see, be optimistic. Courage and try. Even one fail, one time fail, doesn't matter, try. Second fail, try. Third fail, try. That is the, I think, proper way. Now, of course, you see, now this problem. the basic thing is, you see, how to say, the development of the, you see, inner warmth. Uh-huh. That's the main problem.
Yes, I noticed in an article in the Times, I thought it was rather fascinating. I didn't basically agree with it, but it talked about Christianity being what it called analytic and cerebral, whereas Buddhism tended to be more, not so much sentimental, but more emotional, really, drawing upon deep wells, I suppose, of spirituality within the self. I don't think it's fair on Christianity, really, but...
Christianity has more analysis, but Buddhism has more feeling. He says he's not quite sure about that.
He's visiting. I don't know. Difficult to say. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's very good. Yeah, I wonder whether we can turn to get a little personal, because many people, certainly in the West, are interested in your office, because in a sense, you transcend the distinction between what the priest and the king, what used to be, I think, mistakenly divided into the sacred and the secular, and your coming into office has fascinated many people here and so forth. Have you been helped, or you must have been helped, really, by a long tradition of Dalai Lamas, which has given you a distinctive position within Tibet? And I think that when you come to the West, or wherever you go, it is something that moves people. And how do you yourself sort of react to being in this situation?
Yes. I don't know how to explain now. You see, usually, I think, as you mentioned, because analytic is a movement, some shall matter. Kim says, shall matter. So, Nathan Karine, some shall matter.
I haven't given much thought.
I think
I haven't given much analysis, as you were just saying, about Buddhists, that they don't have much analysis.
Oh, I think like that, maybe like that, you see. Not much, you see, notice, or not much think. But what I do think, or you see, a strong feeling is, whatever I can, you see, I can help, or I can, you see, contribute for, you see, others' benefit, that I do as much as I can. That I always, you see, development sort of, you see, I always, you see, develop sort of determination. The last moment, as long as, you see, last day come, you see, I do, you see, my best to help or to contribute. Then, that I don't know whether, you see, Dalai Lama, or whether as a Dalai Lama, as a, you see, Buddhist monk, as a human being, not much matter. This is my opinion.
What I think we would all say, and the applause obviously testifies to it, that you have brought a great enrichment and enlargement of life to many people in the West, because I think one of the great factors of our day is that we are now being brought together, and we are brought together as neighbours, even if our relations with one another are not neighbourly. Now, have you any impressions that you'd like to say about your trip here this time? Because you've been to Scotland, you've been all over the place, haven't you, really? You've met a large variety of people, and you're still going to meet some. You've met politicians and heads of churches and so forth. What kind of flavour, or what have you caught from it? And I'm sure you've helped them, I mean, but have they helped you?
As I mentioned earlier, you see, meeting new people, you see, when we discussion reach a deeper level, you gain a lot. I mean, you learn many things. So that's why I always, you see, like, you see, to meet, people and discuss. And I have not much interest, you see, looking you see such sort of old building or like that. You see, some people very much interested about these is old building like that. This is some old cathedral like that. But to me, I always see more interest to look or to see living thing as a human being. Discuss what is our matter, what is our business, what kind of feeling. So now you see, meeting with different people, I always enjoy. Mm-hmm. Provide, I don't know if may I say so, you see, just discuss very openly.
Yes.
You see, less formality, that I love. Too much formality, then I feel, boring, yes. Really boring.
Well, you have got quite a scientific interest, haven't you? I understand you used to fiddle about with motorbikes or something like that, and you went down to Greenwich. You went to the Greenwich Observatory, didn't you? What were your reactions when you looked right up into the heavens through the, telescopes and that thing?
Yes.
When you looked in the telescope, what did you see and feel? I don't know so much more.
What your main point?
You look right up at the stars through telescopes at Greenwich.
Of course, you see, naturally, you feel vastness. You see, look different stars. You get impression. Now, our world is too small. You see, and you see, you can feel there's not much reason to quarrel ourselves. And you see, sometimes, you see, when the life, life of sun or life like that, life of sun, when you read some of these, explanation, astronomy?
Yeah, astronomy.
Astronomy,
yes.
Books.
Which is one of the subjects you studied, haven't you?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Well, sometime back, I take serious interest about these things. Mm. So now you see, even the sun, there is limitation of one's own life. So gradually weaken and disappear. So then you see no question about the how human, good world. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? It will change, it will disappear. So while we remain in this world with all these beautiful things, it is far better live together harmonically and genuine sense of brotherhood, sisterhood, instead of fighting. So, like that. I think now.
Yes. I think now I'm going to offer you one word which is a sort of nursery rhyme which we often say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. And that is a very profound child's utterance, I think. And now, I'm sure that I'm expressing what everybody feels when I say to His Holiness that we really have greatly enjoyed and we have greatly profited and been greatly interested, not only in what He said to us, but the warmth, the richness of His own personality, which has certainly communicated to this vast audience. And I think we can say that whatever ultimately religion is about, it must be about friendship, it must be about people, it must be about mutual understanding and sacrificial self-giving between people. So we do thank you very warmly. What I'd like to suggest is that we remain